KC.
And Gerald TR. Good morning, Jerry.
KB4CBA.
YU2T.
Three rare DX stations all at the same time. Very impressive.
Hey, that's great. I just sent Dave a text. So it'll be Jerry and me and Dave and then Rusty. Go ahead, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm headed up Wade Hampton here toward Greer to get my ears lowered. Let's see. Go ahead, Rusty.
I'm just sitting here at home trying to stay out of the way of the construction people. They finally decided to come back and finish paving the road. And good morning to you, Jerry, and to Tom and to Dave, all three of you. Go ahead, Jerry.
Sticker, miserable day yesterday. I got at it a little bit, but it was kind of tough. And we got a little bit of rain last night, too. Thunderstorms came through. And we didn't get a lot, I don't think, but we got some. Go ahead. I think Tom gets it this time. Go ahead, Tom.
Dear, well, good morning to everyone. I'm glad to hear Dave. I hadn't heard him in a couple of days. Well, Maurice and I went out hunting for sense bugs, which the daughter said might be eating our grass. And then I'd sprayed for yesterday, but we got 81 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday evening, thankfully. So I sprayed it again, and then I sprayed some Roundup for yards. It just kills weeds and not grass, just in select spots where clover is and such as things as that. And then I went out and checked on the girls, made sure the chickens were all right, and watered them, and headed back into the roundhouse, or the Rouse house. Dad always said the roundhouse, being a railroader. But that's what's been on the agenda, and I'm just sitting here drinking a cup of coffee and watching Jag until the news comes on. And it's getting hot, guys. It's already 82, and doesn't look like any reprieve for a while. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, it does get hot about this time every year. I played tennis last night at 6 o'clock, but by the time we got on the court, the clouds had moved in, and it wasn't too bad. It was still hot, but it wasn't like just, you know, sweltering with the sun beating down on you. That's when it's really tough. So we had a good game of tennis, and we played almost 2 hours, so everything went well. And I'm going to play again tonight at 6. I think I'm going to go home and work on my motorcycle after I get my hair cut. Let's see. Go ahead, Rusty.
Well, you're one of these guys that's a glutton for punishment that time of the day, because it's real humid about then, too. And awesome. Anyway, I'm just sitting here messing around on the computer trying to get caught up on a few things. And got to go over to the church on Saturday. We got a funeral at the church, so I've got to go unlock the doors and let the folks in and run the sound system. And then when they all get through, clean up, turn out the lights, turn off the sound system, make sure the air conditioning is back to where it should be, and then go about my way. But, you know, that's what you do when you work at the church. So, anyway, go ahead, Jerry.
Have any plans today? We did our little bit of running around yesterday, so we'll stay inside most of the day, I guess. But I do need to go out and get a little exercise. But maybe go to the mall, make a lap, I don't know. It's not very crowded these days, since most of the stores are, nobody's going into stores much anymore. And a lot of them abandoned that mall here in Anderson. It's just a couple of anchor stores, and they don't have much stock there. But Dave, I don't say you can play out in this heat. and that's about it going on for me today. Go ahead, Tom.
Out of here, and because I have destinated. Good afternoon, gentlemen, and talk to you later, KB4CBA. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, Dave. Don't overdo it. We lost a young football player yesterday in practice, and don't want that to be anyone else. It was very sad to hear. Happens every year, it seems like, during this hot weather. It's global warming, though, in August. Take care, Dave. And Jerry, I think great minds think alike. All four of us come on here at the same time. Because I was reaching for the microphone. I was just getting settled in my chair and reached over there. And you keyed up, and that was perfect. And glad to hear you. I went to the physical therapy yesterday, and I got a different doctor. It was a guy, and very brilliant young man, make no mistake, but the exercises he gave me, Jerry and Rusty, was they were very minimal, but it was in a different area of my back, and I forget what he called the front part there, but at any rate, I've been in a great deal of pain all morning, much more so than when I was doing what she said, and so I don't know if I'm going to be able to do those or not. So I just now had Bernice put that TENS unit on me, and I'd already taken medication for the pain, inflammation, and such. No joy there. So, we got a new throne, and it's out in the truck, and we can't handle that. So what we're going to do is try to back it up to the steps and slide it off and slide it into the house after a while. There's no way we can lift it. But, when you get old, you figure out ways to do things, huh, Rusty? W2T and 0TR.
Yeah, that's why I've got a hand truck out there in the shed. And like the other day, I had to move some heavy containers that had sound equipment in it. And I decided the best way to move that was to use the hand truck. So I did. Used it to get it loaded in the car. Then when I got to where I was going, I used it to unload it to there. And then when I got loaded it back up, and then when I got through, I unloaded it at the church where it needed to go and put it inside. So I learned to work smarter, not harder. Go ahead, Jerry.
That was one of my old boss's adages, work smarter, not harder. And he just drilled it into me. That's been 35 years ago. I tried to take it to heat, but sometimes it doesn't work that way. But it is, my son's got a pickup, but we just don't do a lot of hauling stuff anymore. I had a pickup for years, and always I kept one since the, I had one of some kind or another since the, the late 70s, but just didn't use it as much. I used to hunt a lot, and I used it for that, but we just didn't use it to haul stuff a lot. And nowadays, I'll either rent one at Lowe's if I need something that big, or either get it delivered if it's possible to do so. He works Tuesday through Friday, and he doesn't get off till 7. I can't, unless I go down and pick it up, I can't use it anyway. And it is a small truck, short bed, so there's that. But it's always handy to have one. We used to keep trailers around, too, but what we figured out with trailers was somebody's always wanted you to haul something if you had one. Go ahead, Tom.
TR, yeah. Good thought. We had a 86 Nissan for years and years, but it was kind of a treasure, and it had been repainted, and it belonged to my brother-in-law, and I kept it around for nostalgia purposes, and I didn't want to loan it or anything like that. It was George's, put it that way, and him and I were like brothers, but You know, that insurance just got so high, I just couldn't justify having two pickups, and so I got rid of it a couple of years ago, and I think I did the right thing. But it was still like new. But this Tacoma really don't have that much room in the bed because we have a topper on it. But Rusty, what you said might be an alternative. I thought about a hand truck, but you see, when you lift the back end of a topper up, it's in the way. You can't run a two-wheeler in there, and we can't possibly lift that box up. There's not enough headroom in there. So anyways, I was thinking, this is NZOTR, I was thinking that I have two trucks. I have two hand trucks. I have a furniture mover thing, and it's just got a short lip on the front of it, and it's got straps on it for strapping furniture. And it might be that once we get it slid off onto the carport entrance, that I could get it onto that and run it on in the house. So thank you for that. That's a thought.
Help you out there. Yeah, I've got to the point where my back doesn't like me to lift a lot of this heavy stuff, and it argues with me when I do it. So I've tried to get to the point where I'm not going to do that. I don't want to have to spend some time talking with the doctor as to why I messed up my back, because I didn't properly do something, and it was bad enough. And I've got me a doctor's appointment for Monday. I'm here lately. I've been noticing a little shortness of breath, so when I try to do some of the things I do, so I have made me an appointment to go see the doctor. Better safe than sorry, as they say, because you never know what's going on. So I'm going to go see him on Monday and let them check me out and see if they can figure out why and everything, and give me a recommendation for what I need to do to get my breathing back in line and everything. So we'll work on that. But anyway, yeah, this weather is just, lately it's just gotten to be a situation where getting outside to do something is just murder. I mean, there's no pleasure in it right now. And hopefully when fall comes along, it'll cool down a little bit, and maybe we can then start doing some of the things we want to do outdoors. W2T, go ahead, Jerry.
It's been nice. It's just about 10 or 15 degrees too hot for me to get out any length of time at all. And I have trouble with allergies too, so my nose stays stuffed up and all that sort of thing. And I just never have found anything in particular really helped me a lot. It didn't have a lot of side effects. So I just take Flonase at night to open me up a little bit, and that's about all I do. I can't take the other stuff. It just to make sure it raised my blood pressure and with all the other things that go along with it. And time up your back gets to feeling better, I tell you. It's like my wife and I said, we were talking about it yesterday. Said, her back was giving her trouble when she got up yesterday. I said, you don't empathize with people who have back problems as much as you should until you have it yourself. Then when you have it yourself, then you understand completely what they've been talking about. Go ahead, Tom.
In x-rays, mine shows that it's degenerated, and that's just a lot from old age and abuse, I guess, Jerry, working on concrete for 50 years. And I was on my feet all day, every day for those years. Maintenance didn't have much time to sit around in most places anyways. Not in the shops I worked at. But, I put a lot of miles on it, and there's no hope there. But a neurosurgeon, it's out of the question. Even that doctor yesterday, I asked him that, and he said, no, he says, last resort only. He says, they just don't seem to have much success with back surgery, so. But what she was doing in the exercises that the lady gave me was working, but this other guy was strengthening in a different area, and it's just unbearable. Can't do that. And I got a sheet with those exercises on it to do, and I'm almost scared to try it again. But when they're 30 years old, they're not thinking how much it hurts. Anyway, the rest of the day, I think that's going to be our plan of doing that. And we was going to the daughter's, and she's got a crazy day with the kids, and the grandson's got a football game at Pickens. I don't know how far Pickens is from Greenville, but maybe one of you guys can comment on that. But we're not going out there. If they live stream it, I might if it was more towards fall. And we could keep away from other people up in the stands, because there's not that many go to those type of games. That would be the only way, and that's out of the question right now. I don't think we've ever been over to Pickens. Go ahead, Rusty.
This is not that far. It's about a 30 or 40 minute ride, depending upon the traffic and all, just whichever way you go. I have been there, and you know, it's been a number of years since I've been there, but there are a lot of things, a lot of ways you can go there. It's one of those, you got to go somewhere else first to get there. At least it always seems that way to me. But anyway, but with this weather like it is, the humidity is supposed to be high again today. So if it were me, I would be sticking close to the air conditioning. That's for darn sure. Go ahead, Jerry.
Tom, Pickens is not that bad of a ride. It's just, I thought it was 123, 153, crosses right below the exit to Liberty and Pickens. And it may be 123, I don't remember, it's been so long. I go up to Easley pretty often. I would go, used to go up to Pickens, the rifle range up there, Tom, and it's a pretty easy ride from here, just go up Liberty Highway, but it's still a bit of a drive after you got off that way, and it may be a better way to get from your location. It's still probably 45 minutes, I suppose. But, you know, they closed the school up there. They started out for a week, and then they stopped and closed it up because of the COVID thing, and it must have reopened now for that. I don't know whether that outbreak or what happened up there, but there was something going on up there, you know, not long after they started, because they started a week earlier, I think, than Greenville County did. But so I'd be cautious about that as well. But Rusty, I don't want to get out in this heat and humidity either, and I know Tom does, but he doesn't like to either. But that back, Tom, there's just not a whole lot you can do. And sometimes these physical therapists, some of them seem to know what they're doing, and other ones don't. And my niece is an occupational therapist, and she, you know, her specialty is hands and wrists and that sort of thing, and she's finishing up her advanced degree, I think, this fall, and then she's getting married in October. But her brother is an orthopedic resident, so they know all the ins and outs of stuff, and he always says that unless you can't move or unless you're in some problem where you're losing numbness and that sort of thing, and the lower parts, the best they do sometimes just leave it alone, because they don't really, once they start digging around, there's so many things they have to cut to get to it sometimes, it just never gets back even close to what it was before.
That's the truth. Well, guys, I better let you go. It's been nice talking to everybody this morning. Stay cool, as we say. Oh, Bernice said to say hi to y'all. She's over there eating a peach biscuit, I guess you'd call it, something she baked. And I just had cereal for breakfast this morning, and so we could get out there early and get out of the heat, if you will. And once I start feeling warm, I come in. See you later. W2T in 0TR is clear.
I'm going to let you go, too, because I need to get back to working on a couple of things I've been working on and see if I can get caught back up to where I should be. Anyway, we'll catch both of you later, and and you go enjoy that, and I've got to figure out what I'm going to do for lunch later today. And pick me up a couple of fresh peaches yesterday. I may go in there and cut one of those and have me some peaches here in a little, a peach here in a little while. Tom.
Hey guys, I got to get out of here too. We'll talk to both of you later. N4DJC, clear. Clear.
AB4 CBA Mobile.